Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So, Pam Sherman, I understand you have a public service announcement for us.
I do, because nothing makes you feel like 60 but getting your colonoscopy after 10 years. I keep thinking, gosh, I'm 10 pounds heavier. I'm 10 years older. And I don't remember the prep happening 3 days before.
Wow.
It's like giving birth. You forget, right? I mean, you've had one, right?
Yes, I don't remember 3 days. I just remember the day before.
No, I have a whole diet I have to do, and it's weird things. Like,
really?
I have to eat white bread and rice, and I can't have salad or fresh vegetables. And I realize, you know, for somebody who, I should be really skinny given how much salad I eat, but I am not. Could it be all the cheese and salad dressing I'm putting on it?
Jeez,
but still.
You think?
So I've been very confused. So they give you this list of foods that you can eat and foods that you can't eat. And my husband's like, you're the only person who's going to gain weight for your colonoscopy because you're going to eat everything on the list. And then I keep craving things that I'm not allowed to have. Like, it says you can't eat anything with grizzle. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. And the word just freaks me out.
That's a terrible word. Yes. Yeah.
Last grizzle. Night I had lamb because it said I could. And I'm like,
really?
Wow, I haven't had lamb in forever.
Wow. Now, I thought you're supposed to only drink clear liquids.
Apparently that's not until the night before. Maybe the day before. I better check because tomorrow is the day before. So, you know, I have to be really very, you know, you have to pay attention to this because you don't want to have to leave and come back. You don't have to go through it twice, right?
Exactly.
But I do think I'm very appreciative of doing it. I'm hopeful I'm going to lose a little weight.
Well, for a little bit, overnight, you will lose quite a bit of weight overnight. Trust me on this one.
I think, though, that like I would be okay to have a glass of wine, but then I started reading and it's like, I'm like, that's a clear liquid. But
it's not clear like water, okay?
48 hours before anesthesia, it's probably a good idea to stop drinking wine. And my husband's like, when was the last time you went a day without drinking a glass of wine? A glass? I'm like, seriously? Like, you know, when was the last time I went without drinking at least two glasses of wine? So I'm very proud of myself. I can go cold turkey. And so here's the public service announcement. Go for your tests, but particularly colonoscopy, because it's the one thing that can actually make a difference and be early prevention. So I don't care how old you are. If your doctor tells you to go, do the prep.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.